Hey, could you come into my office for a second? I need to work out a proposal with you. No, not help setting up a contract. I need you to actually help me set up a deal you'd find fair. Just come into my office. You'll see what I mean, okay? Thank you in advance. Welcome. Have a seat. We need to talk. Well, not exactly. This isn't about a corporate merger or some small company that I'm looking to buy. You've been acting as my fairness compass for as long as you've been my secretary, and I really appreciate you doing that. Truly, I didn't think it'd be this much of a blessing. Sure, we're not the top growing company in the world, but I can go to bed every night knowing I'm not getting richer over other people's backs without someone at least warning me in advance that what I'm doing isn't right. There's enough trillionaires in this world that have essentially turned employees into low-pay, high-stress puppets that work like, what, 12 hours a day? And I don't want to be like that. So, I'm glad you can help me with that. But here's the thing. My parents are getting worried about me. I know, my parents. The people who never call or message or anything, they. You do know them? I thought they never called my business number. Oh my God, please tell them to never call that number again. They have my personal cell phone number. They're just. You know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter in the slightest. What I was saying was that they're worried about me because I'm not looking for a husband. Which is, to put it frankly, a bit ridiculous. I'm simply very career-oriented, and I'm running a fairly large corporation. I've never really had time to look for someone in the dating pool. And whenever I did, I always ended up with people who weren't really my style. But I've always told them that I was dating someone, and they don't know that I was lying. Now, the point is, I've been invited to an occasion that I can't really turn down, and I know my parents will be there. I can't tell them that my partner is sick. My mom knows when I'm lying to her face. My only saving grace is that I always lied over the phone to her. But the point I'm making is that I need someone to be my date. Yes, completely serious. No, I do not want an escort. I was actually thinking about that for a while, and then figured that even if I come up with some sort of cover story for where I met them, it's better if they know me closely. Someone who spends time with me every day. Knows my preferences in drinks and food, and the way I act in unique situations. Like when I'm stressed or drunk. So my point is, I need someone who fits all those parameters. And there happens to be someone who does. Sitting right outside my office. You. So here's the offer in layman's terms. I'm going to need you to act like my fiancé for the coming time. The minimum time is 1 year, with a possibility to extend the contract if needed. Your only required duties would be to attend certain functions with me, going home with me afterwards, and if the coast is not clear, I would obviously prepare a bedroom for you to sleep in. Otherwise, you'd be able to just go home afterwards. New clauses can obviously be introduced in case of emergency. Kisses, for example. If you're not comfortable, you're not required to kiss me, but in the rare circumstances where it's strictly necessary, we can find a way to fairly introduce it to the contract in a way that doesn't make you uncomfortable. Yes, this contract is strictly an interpersonal contract. I haven't figured out a fair payment yet, which is of course why you're needed too. I'm willing to offer a considerable raise, since this wasn't even close to what your original job description stated. I hired you to help me plan and take my calls, not to act like my... well, I suppose my boyfriend. Of course, I also understand completely if you deny. There's no pressure on you taking this contract. You won't get any repercussions for not being willing to be my fake date. I'm simply making you an offer. I haven't formally written up a contract yet. I'd like to first come to an understanding with you on what you want to have added to the contract before it's written. I wouldn't want to come up with an insultingly low figure, obviously. Yep, name any price you find fair. Within certain limits, I'll accept anything. I could, for example, hire a few interns to make your job easier quite easily. Or ensure that some of the equipment at your desk is updated to your preferred version. More free time, higher margin for overtime pay, you name it. I'm not sure how to feel about that. I mean, to not draw up a contract in the first place isn't exactly a payment in any way. What would be your compensation for pretending? Oh, like that. Okay, that's one way to do it. I suppose that actually going on dates together and having it be a serious relationship is... if you're attracted to me in that way, sort of a reward on its own. But isn't that, like, against the bylaws? There's reasons why fraternization among peers is considered poor form. We're not supposed to give the impression that either of us are in a relationship with each other. That could be grounds for... wait, I'm the one who would fire people who aren't following the bylaws. I'm... let me think for a moment, okay? I didn't know that you had any feelings for me. I was under the assumption that you were like most secretaries, and that you didn't actually have any emotions towards me. But if you actually want to date me, that changes a lot of things. Well, to begin with, I wouldn't have to set up a second bedroom in my home. You could just sleep in my bed once we're at that stage, and we already do know and trust each other quite a lot, so... well, I'm not saying no. I'm not turning you down at all. You just kind of threw me for a loop. Okay, so let's see. You want to be more than my employee. You want to be my boyfriend, as I understand it. You want our fake relationship that I was proposing to be a real relationship, which in turn would mean that I don't have to act either. Is that about correct? Wonderful. This changes things quite a lot. I've been keeping myself from flirting with you to maintain a professional relationship, but this revelation marks the end of our strictly professional relationship and the start of something much more personal. I hope you don't mind if I walk around this desk and put my hands on your shoulders while we continue our talk, do you? No? Wonderful. You see, we've got a lot more to discuss. You already know a lot about me as a person, but there's much more to learn. Such as the way I like to touch people, or the way I like to whisper into someone's ear. Yes, I've been holding back quite a lot. There's a certain amount of distance you have to maintain as an employer. But if you're willing to offer to cross the distance first, then who am I to decline? No, stay right there in your seat. Be a good boy for me and don't move an inch. Just let me stroke your shoulders a bit. Nothing to get nervous about. I actually do have something I should have told you a lot sooner, by the way. I mean, obviously I hired you for your skills, originally. But I can't say you looking hot as heck didn't have anything to do with it. If you know what I'm saying. I just needed to keep myself from commenting about how strong you looked. I know you've been going to the gym a lot, and I can't say it has made me bite my lips once or twice when I saw your shirt slip up when you were reaching for things. Oh no, don't think like that, hun. You've got to understand that there's a difference between what they show in the movies and on the TV and real life. I'm not expecting you to look like some steroid monkey. That's not natural. That's not achievable. But what I do like is someone who looks just as good as you. Oh, I can give you much more of a description of the men I like. I like men who are loyal and diligent. I like men who know when I need to be left alone. Just to name a few things off the top of my head. And guess who fits all of them, just from the way he does his job? That's right, baby. You are the perfect candidate. And I can't say I didn't really want you to take the contract so I could kiss you in public. No. Now I get to do something better. I get to kiss you in private. I get to flirt with you all the time. I get to leave hickeys and marks all across your body, just to remind you who you belong to. That is, if you'd let me, of course. I don't want you to feel pressured into doing things you don't want to, obviously. So if at any point you want me to stop, there's a single magic word. As soon as you say red, I'll stop. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'll stop and start fussing about you. Okay, my lovely? Wonderful. Now sit very still and let me just adore you for a little bit, okay? I've been imagining this for such a long time now. It feels good to know that after all of this time, I can finally feel you up. Trace my hands across your neck, down your chest, caress your body, slowly but surely making my way all over you so I can feel every slight bump. Discover every square centimeter of your body with my hands and eyes. Feel you tense and hear you gasp for air as I unbutton your shirt. But I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, I've got you all to myself in here, and I'm sure that I'll have all the time in the world. Judging by your expression alone, you're hooked on the idea. I'm going to have a lot of fun with you, boy. But you have to promise me something. Remember to use red when you need to, okay? I'd rather you tell me to stop than that I go too far. Relationships are mostly about communication and understanding, and I don't want to hurt you like that, okay? Good. Now, I think we've sorted out our little agreement enough for now. I'll meet you tonight at that restaurant I like. 7 sharp. In the meantime, we both still have a job to do. Good boy.